Hello and welcome to episode number 139 of AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, coming to you from La Follette, Tennessee. I'm your host, Aaron Vaughn. This is the show where we rip open a wax pack every week and discuss that year and brand of card along with the players in the pack that we open. Along the way, we'll shout out some of your comments as listeners, discuss nostalgic stories about cards or players that come to mind, and spread the pure joy that comes with ripping open wax packs. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and most podcast platforms. New episodes drop every Thursday. Our email is rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com, and our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. On YouTube, you can just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs, and you can see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. We're always looking to promote veterans charities, so please contact us through any one of the outlets I just mentioned. We'd be happy to discuss a partnership or just any way that you can help veterans and their families. Also, please give a listen to our other podcast, CVs Tend to Check Out. It's a podcast produced by my brother Curtis and me. It comes out once a month, sharing the joy of music and hoping to help listeners discover unfamiliar bands or songs they might want to look further into. Check it out right after you listen to this podcast. And please like, review, and subscribe. Today, we will be discussing 2023 Topps Allen & Ginter. I have a blaster box here. It says online on Baseball Cardpedia. The description, 2023 Topps Allen & Ginter is a 400-card set released the week of September 22nd. As usual, each 24-pack hobby box will include three of the following: autographs, relics, rip cards, or A&G originals. Distribution is hobby boxes, 24 packs plus one box loader per box, 8 cards per pack, 12 boxes per case. Retail is 24 packs per box, 6 cards per pack, 8 boxes per case. Rack packs, 14 cards per pack. And it says in the blaster box here, it just says 48 total cards. And it also says Brooklyn, New York on it. I don't know why it says that, but maybe somebody can email it and let us know. A lot of different inserts in this, but being a 400 card base set, you can get all those, but just not all the inserts. I called this one Fun in the Sun because I just happened to look down through the set checklist. Thought it was kind of funny with the different inserts. They have all these gimmicks and inaction of players and all those things and minis and all that kind of stuff. But as usual with the Topps Allen & Ginter, they'll have some different things in there that have nothing to do with players. So Fun in the Sun had, like, it says FITS, Fun in the Sun. Number one, the card from that insert is spike ball, then wakeboarding, beach volleyball, snorkeling, fishing, surfing, paddleboarding, so these different things you can do with Fun in the Sun. Enjoying a pina colada, parasailing, tanning, bodyboarding. So I just thought that was pretty funny. There's also music to your ears cards. There's one with, it says ukulele, piano, violin, harp. So I kind of like those, that they're not all baseball cards per se and not all sports cards. That's pretty neat, even though I love the sports cards, but it's cool to see these other things. That they have mini World of Wonders like the Great Barrier Reef, the pyramids of Giza, the Great Wall of China, the Roman Colosseum, all these different cards like that too. They're called the WoWs, World of Wonder. There's just all these different cards that don't have to do with sports, which is, I think, is really cool. So we're going to open up a few of these packs. We'll see how many once I open it up on YouTube here in the blaster box. I haven't opened it yet, so we'll see kind of how many cards are in each pack if I can. There's also some that are called double rip cards, but they only come with hobby packs. They have two mini cards embedded inside of them, so those are pretty cool. That's why you get hobby boxes of these. I'm sure these are a little more expensive for the hobby boxes because of all these different inserts they put in here. So we're going to open this up, this blaster box, and we'll go ahead and see how many packs we're going to open there. And we'll do that on the YouTube side. So go over to YouTube and just put in AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast, and you could put episode 139 and you'll see this rip. So check it out. Here's our 2023 Allen & Ginter blaster box. Let's open it up. Check it out. Always have one of those guys on the front that's wearing the old-timey baseball uniforms. I love that. And so it does just have packs. It says 48 cards, so we got 6 cards in each pack. There they are with the old-timey guy on the front, Allen & Ginter. Picture of an old-timey stadium in the back. You like my word old-timey I keep using. Pretty cool looking there. We're going to open up, let's open up three of these packs. That'll give us 18 cards, a little more than an old normal pack of the 80s. All right, here we go. We're going to open up the first one, see what we get. Hopefully get some of those Fun in the Sun cards. That would be cool. Oh, I see one on the back already. It says, here's the one I looked at right away. Fun in the Sun, Spike Ball. So let's see what it looks like. Spike Ball, it just shows a Spike Ball piece of equipment there. It has some sun on the top of it for the sun and the Fun in the Sun. And it looks like they have just, these cards have just white borders and a little bit about each thing on the back. Talks about Spike Ball on the back. And then we have Ryan Mountcamp Castle, and it just says a little bit about him. Looks like it just has his, so it's got his picture. And then on the back it has written in all words, no numbers, with the statistics. It says games played 324, and it's written in words. So pretty cool. It's just their career stats, it looks like. Okay. Old time Hawkeye. Content creator and writer, Old Time Hawkeye. So I don't know who some of these people are. So if you know, you could email in and let us know. Tells a little bit about on the back. Ooh, look at that. Look, Ryan Mountcastle. Look at this. We got a Ryan Mountcastle base card. And then we also have a Ryan Mountcastle, the genuine Topps Allen & Ginter relic card. Look at that relic card. Has memorabilia from him. So it looks like this is a piece of his bat maybe or something, because it's can feel it. It feels like some wood. Pretty cool. We pulled some, or a relic, and but we got it from the same, I got two of the same guy in the same pack. That's so crazy. But one is a memorabilia card. It's pretty cool. The back says, Topps Allen and Ginter, that features, card that features memorabilia from Ryan Mountcastle. It says it's genuine. Pretty cool. I'll have to check that one out and hold on to it for a while. Then we got the Ezekiel Tovar rookie card. It's a little mini card, so a little bit about him on the back. I'll put it next to a regular card so you can see the difference. There's the mini card, so it was in there with all that stuff. It does say packs with a special insert may contain only four or five cards. So we actually only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards, because that Ryan Mountcastle is a little thicker. The one with the memorabilia on it. All right. Next pack. That's pretty cool. I'm glad we got that. It excites me. Next pack. We have Yu Darvish. Dale Murphy. Man, great player. Great human. Looks like that is Wander Franco. Good young player. Adley Rutschman rookie card. The RC there. We got a mini Lil Baby. He's a musician. A little bit about him on the back. So we got musicians as well. Lil Baby. And then this is a spotless spans, I think is what it says there. Spotless Spans. This is tells a little bit about Reggie Jackson. Great clutch player. He solidified his Mr. October bona fides in 1977, becoming the first player to hit 5 home runs in a single fall classic. So pretty cool little insert card there, Reggie Jackson. And our final pack is being busted as we speak here. We got Byron Buxton. We got Blake Snell. We have Kyle Schwarber, who's having a heck of a series, man. He's the home run hitting king in the postseason. Amazing. Hitting like 195 as a leadoff hitter. So weird these days, but just killing it. Torii Hunter. Here's another one of those spotless spans. This is Francisco Rodriguez, 33 saves before the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Pretty amazing there. And then that was an insert. Here's another little insert. Unassisted triple play. Rarest of the diamond mini card. All right, so there's our three packs there. We did get a genuine Ryan Mountcastle piece of memorabilia. Looked like a piece of bat. So pretty cool there. Thanks for tuning in to the YouTube side. We're going to go finish up the podcast. All right, remember to email us at rippingwaxpacks@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Give us comments. Let us know how you started collecting baseball cards or anything you want to tell us. Our Facebook page is Ripping Wax Packs. And remember, on YouTube, just type in AV's Ripping Wax Packs to see the part of the podcast where we rip open the pack from the podcast. Remember to check out our other podcast, CVs Tend to Check Out, a music podcast that comes out once a month. We're always looking to promote veterans charities. So contact us to learn more about donating to veterans and their families. We really appreciate all those donations that come in. And this has been AV's Ripping Wax Packs podcast. This is Aaron Vaughn. Thank you for tuning in. Have fun, be safe, love one another, and keep God first in your life. Have a good one.